Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. We just try to bring you and keep the conversation light, give you a perspective of not just what's happening, but what is the meaning behind what's happening. And hopefully get a chance to talk again about organizers of the day versus organizer of the night, and understand how that came to pass. Because it's very important. We're walking into a year. We have to realize, you know, who is supposed to organize us? Because we're going to be organized. We have to find that out. And if we listen, and we you know, God's people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Understand, if we listen, you know, the organizer himself, Jesus Christ, will organize us. Because Saul himself went from being an organizer to being organized by Jesus Christ. Yeah, and then through the leadership of Jesus Christ, he organized the church. He did not organize the church under his own ideas and concepts. He heard from God that he used those skills and talents and submitted them to God. And so we didn't talk about that because, you know, we're being organized. Mm-hmm. The world's being organized right now. Prophetically, God tells us the world will be organized. The question is, who are we allowing to organize us? And this is a very important thing that we'll be talking about. We're going to talk about it now. Y'all, I'm going to talk about it right now. I'm going to talk about it right now.
Do it.
Well, and the reason why is, you know, and I know we're going to hear from Congressman Michelle Bachmann in just a moment about it, but understand that when I was watching what was going on, I was watching what's happening, and I'm sure you've seen what's going on as well in America, and I was asking myself the question, what are you doing? I don't know if you've yelled at your television. Are you serious? Are we that blind? What are you doing? And, things started happening, and I was watching how easily, you know, people were organized. I was watching how people were just falling into every single trap. And then I'd watch people, you know, people, prominent people, just bald-faced lie. Hmm. And then I watched people not care that they lied. And then they would say that they lied, and then they would tell another lie that people started focusing on that lie, and then they would tell another one, and they were just like a chameleon changing all these colors. And it's like, does anybody see this? I think, you know, you don't need to get caught up in any, you're getting caught up in vain arguments. They're just distractions. And one of the things that really stood out to me was the ability to change the argument, the ability to divert from what's really going on. And I saw the healthcare argument was happening in America. And I personally believe that if we don't do it by choice, God's going to do it by force, because God loves folks. So if you really care about people, you're going to make sure they get treatment. Secondly, I watched how, you know, 1/3 of the U.S. economy was talking about being taken over by the government. Right. And you might like who the president is right now, but there's going to be another one in a couple of days. Mm-hmm. And then another one and another one. And they're human beings. And in the context of that, they would be controlling 1/3 of the U.S. economy, and they would be determining, and they're doing it right now. There's a lady right now, they won't offer health care to her child. They're saying, bring your child out of there. And they're doing these type of things. But the big thing was, okay, that's the argument. Do we really want the government to be in control of 1/3 of the U.S. economy? And so that argument was a discussion that was happening in America with values. It's like, yeah, you're right. We do need to do something with our health care, but the government doesn't need to do it. Have you been to the driver's license office? Mm-hmm. Have you been to the tax office? We don't need IRS collecting our premiums for our health care. We don't need exposing all of our financial stuff to the government and going to healthcare.gov and then being hacked. All this stuff's going on. Mm-hmm. And so that was a legitimate argument. So what they did was, and this is one of the things that kind of caused me to cry out to God, I saw them change the argument. They went and just went right in there, and they attacked the church. They attacked the Catholic Church, to be exact, the Catholic Social Services, and said, you are going to have to violate your God's desire in your life. You're going to have to go and kill babies. And think about it. If the Catholic Church has stood up for right to life, I mean, up to the point of the birth control pill, I mean, they stood up. They went right in there and said, you're going to have to pay for health care for your employees so they can go kill their child. They can abort their child, and you have to give them this pill, you know. Mm. And all of a sudden, the Catholic Church began to talk about as if the healthcare was already enacted. It wasn't even a law yet. And all of a sudden, they started fighting like this thing was real, and they were saying, "You will not, you will not, you will not." And it's like, that's not even the argument. There is no law right now that says they can do that. And they shifted everything to abortion and birth control and First Amendment And all of a sudden, but this whole thing brewing out here is the fact that one third of the U.S. economy is going to be controlled by whoever's going to be in government. And it worked. It totally worked. They never went back to the original argument, which was, do we really want the government controlling everything about our day-to-day lives? And it passed and everything went through. And I thought, I'm crying out to God. I'm saying, God, why are we so vulnerable? Why are we so vulnerable? Why we're like cows with a new gate. I mean, you just, it's so, and it's, by the way, people are so easily manipulated and controlled. You better be very careful what you do, because if you're doing anything to entice somebody with your body, with your money, with your manipulation and your words, God's going to hold you accountable. That's Jezebelic, by the way. But, and so you have to be cautious that you're not saying things for anything other than the fact you want people to follow God for God. And so then I began to cry out, God, God, what is it? What's really going on right here? Because it's just chaos. You know, you want to just to bury your head and just say, forget it, I'm not going to look anymore. But you can't do that when you're accountable before God. And God spoke to me, said, you know, I'm going to reveal to you the strategies, the battle plans of what's coming against my people and coming against the nation. And he did. All of a sudden, he just revealed to me what I call, and you can get, and I'm going to make available to you in the story. Go to VFNTV.com. Children, it's called Organizers of the Night versus Organizer of the Day. Children of the day versus children of the night. God began to just explain to me, you got people who don't know God, even that they claim to know God, they operate in darkness. And so they're working on these different kind of principles. And then you have children of the light who are actually being organized by Jesus. So they're doing what the Lord tells them to do if they're not being organized by darkness. And so I find out they're using Lucifer tactics. Lucifer's tactics, which has always been used since in heaven, by the way, is being used to organize America and the world. And God revealed this to me. You can hear this. And in the book that's being, the techniques are being used is called Rules for Radicals. Rules for Radicals. As a matter of fact, I want you to listen right now to Congressman Michelle Bachmann today. Today, she's saying, this is how it is. But this, understand, God's already revealed this to me. I have it available for you. But I want you to hear Congressman Michelle Bachmann right now. Listen up.
Presidential campaign. Former presidential candidate Michelle Bachmann told CBN's Chris Mitchell attacks from the left come straight out of the playbook for radicals.
You identify whoever the person is who's giving voice to the conservative goals and positions. You identify that target, you quote, paint the target, you freeze the target, and you malign the target. You ridicule, mock, lie about them.
Bachmann, who retires from Congress next year, says the climate has never been worse.
And unfortunately, the people on the conservative side tend to take their cues from the left-wing media. And so conservatives will decide that person is toxic. I guess we can't have anything to do with that person anymore. And so they'll stop volunteering, they'll stop donating, they'll stop voting for, they'll stop being a part of that person.
Democrats will have...
She nailed it. That's exactly what's going on. And so this is what God's revealed to. And you have to understand this. You know, I believe she's totally right in what she's saying, but understanding the perspective of the church, God's word says, His people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge, not because somebody lied to them. And what she was saying, you know, the media lies to the conservatives or the church. We would say the church, you know, we're not talking about political parties, and they just believe it. But the truth is, the only reason you believe a lie because you don't have the knowledge of God. And so what's revealed in this several part conversation is about, okay, here is the radical rule that they're using. And it's a dark tool. It's a dark technique because Lucifer, this whole book is dedicated to Lucifer, who was the first one that used these techniques. It's something that our president taught for 4 years and our former Secretary of State and soon to be presidential candidate, Hillary Clinton, did her term paper on that they've sealed to this day. But you have to understand, you can't just say, oh, you know, and just, you got to understand the truth. You got to first understand what's being done. And then you need to understand what God says about what's being done. Because you don't need to be political. You need to pray. You need to do what's right before God. No matter how things turn out, you need to be on the light side, not the right side. You need to be on the light side. The other side would be the dark side. Right. They're using Lucifer tactics. And some of the things that are covered, and right in the middle of this, God speaks to me in a dream, and I reveal in detail in this dream. You've got to hear every part of this. Listen, 2,000, these years to come, understand, you need to understand this, because organizing is going to take place. There's going to be organizers of the light, and there's going to be organizers of the darkness. You need to make sure that you're being organized by the light himself, Jesus Christ. The part of the teachings is talking about the talk is children of the day versus children of the night. Are they using Lucifer tactics to how to organize America and the world? Global warming, talking about how that's being used, deception, how that's being used, open society, how that's happening, communism, political paradise, how that's used in regards to these techniques, polarization, that's what she was just talking about, mm-hmm. polarization, how that works, Alinsky followers, which is Hillary Clinton and President Barack Obama, they are, unless they've changed, they are students and been mentored by Saul Alinsky himself, who wrote the book Rules for Radicals, and even taught by our president for 4 years. And there's a lot of folks, but we're talking about those two right there. Pride, the law, how the law was used, WWJD or WWJO, who would Jesus organize? Mm-hmm. That's so important because we need to understand that. And ridicule, how ridicule is used specifically, you know, how is it used, dark side? What is the light side about that? And making you happy to get their way, making you happy to get their way. It's always the enemy sells you a bill of goods and just kills you at the end of it. Sustain militant entrance, how that happens and how they're using those kind of tactics. Pressure, how pressure is used. Organizing unceasing pressure. Terrorizing threats. I mean, just look how they're being used. I just want to, you know. And then was our president selected before he was elected?
Mm.
And this is specifically, his pastor was saying this very specifically. Mm-hmm. You can find out about this. And Saul, Saul, why are you organizing me? That's so important how these things are taking place and pushing bipolar narratives. It seems like quite a bit, but listen, what is your nation worth? What is your life worth? I mean, do you really want to be organized by Lucifer? Do you want to not understand that what's taking place is these same tactics that were used by Lucifer in heaven to organize a third of the angels, who is promoted in this book in the cover of it, that was taught by our president for 4 years, by the candidate that's actually going to be running? She was actually mentored, chosen by him, and her paper is still to this day, and how even they'll use clear alternatives in their techniques and so much more. Tim Tebow's talked about. And how these things, why was Tim Tebow attacked in the context of this, and so much more. Make sure that you get it. Get this entire series and begin to listen to it and to watch it and make it, put it on your iPod, put it in your, wherever you can, and give it to your friends, because we need to be organized, but it's by Jesus. And ultimately, too, I want to say this, is understand there's one person that we could look to that was an American Christian minister who set the example. His name, and I believe as an apostle, was Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. He lived within the laws of God. He lived and supported the laws of our Constitution. He said again and again, I'm only holding you to what's written up on the paper. You know, you can't look to other countries for how to be an American, but you can look to an American, Christian American, a man that I highly admire in the things. And we talk about very details, the commitments to be able, and he was organized by the light.
Mm-hmm.
By the light, by love, by forgiveness, by mercy, under the Constitution and under the law of God. You've got to get it. You've got to get it. Organizers of the night versus organizers of the day. Be prepared for what's happening in your near future. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida, to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if you're not, we're not yet on there. Say, you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN TV and the daily radio program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today. Or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.